Time now for your letters, and we received several about Adam Davidson's segment on free trade. Joe Tavener of Pittsburgh echoed many of your thoughts. She wrote, "Once again, your business correspondent has framed the issue from a business and investor class point of view, going so far as saying that economists find the arguments of critics of free trade to be baseless. His discussion missed the whole point of why most of us progressives want fair trade, not free trade. The main problem is not other nations and their low work standards, but the loss of jobs to such countries, losing the jobs and lowering the wages of American workers across the board." Armin Mergedichian of Arlington, Massachusetts, titled his email about Daniel Schorr's commentary on the Armenian Genocide Bill, "An Inconvenient Truth." He writes, "The House resolution is not about placating a few hundred thousand Armenians in someone's congressional district. It is about first steps in bringing closure to millions of people around the world who watched their families get slaughtered. It is about Turkey's continued suppression of minorities' religious and intellectual freedom in a country vying for recognition in Europe. Turkey is deeply aware of its past violations. It fears the need for reparations, as other countries have done in the wake of their transgressions. As the grandson of a massacred family, a simple recognition of the facts would go a long way." And the piece by Stephanie Marudis on the Long Knockers driving range in Philadelphia prompted this letter from Cheryl Stevens of Oakland, California. "While I was excited to hear that NPR had found this amazing club, I was disappointed that the facts of the club's history were not adequately or accurately portrayed. My father founded Long Knockers in 1975, and he is still very much alive. Long Knockers has a long and rich history in the community, as well as providing a place for golfers of all ages, race, and gender to learn and share techniques and tall tales. Your story failed to illustrate its past because you were not told that its founder, William Steve Stevens, was still around and able to share the club's history with an interested and caring reporter." We encourage all of you to write to us. Just go to npr.org and click on the Contact Us link. This is NPR News.